So we're here with a very interesting group of young people from Ireland today. You're over in Rome as part of a European project. And the project is for people who have Down syndrome, isn't that correct?
Yes.
So would you like to just tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Katie Troy and I'm from County Offaly.
Now, Katie, you're a special person in many ways. You're also a member of the Irish national swimming team, I believe.
I am, yes.
And you swam in many competitions.
Yeah, I've been all over the world. I've been to South Africa in 2004, 2006. The games were held in Limerick in Ireland. 2008, I was in Portugal. 2010, I was in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year, if I qualify in the national championships, I could be going to the next World Games in Mexico.
So obviously you're a young woman who has a lot of ambition and who takes part in activities.
Yeah.
But this is specifically looking at something I found very interesting, my opinion, my vote. So the participation of people with Down syndrome in the political life of their country. Can you tell me, why is this important?
We just want people to know who we are, and we want to put our voice and to vote, because there's a lot of people, a few hundred people in Ireland, around 5,000 I think, and we could potentially change some politicians' way of getting through in any way of the elections. So if they keep on ignoring us, then they won't get our vote, and every vote counts. So
absolutely,
and the best way will be to count us in as well.
Now, you're joined here also by a young man from Kerry, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to move over here to speak to Cahill, I believe your name is. So your full name, Cahill, and where you're from exactly?
I'm from Kerry in Glenbey.
Fantastic. Cahill, how old are you?
19.
What made you decide to become involved in this?
I suppose I work in Dinoch for Down syndrome as well. We serve tea and coffee and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's good. I'm there for just 2 hours. Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the biggest challenges that face people with Down syndrome in Ireland or even in your local area, in your opinion?
I suppose some people might be Down syndrome because it's hard to listen to them, mm-hmm. why they can't talk, mm-hmm. Something like that, and it'd be hard to listen. Mm-hmm. So
what you're trying to do is explain to people with this project that you need to give more opportunity, yeah?
Yeah.
And who's this sitting beside you?
Declan.
Declan, and where is he from? Is he from Kerry too?
No.
I'm Declan Murphy. Mm-hmm. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Waterford.
Now, Declan, you were chosen from among the group of young people here today from all different nations, from Ukraine, the Czech Republic, Spain, Portugal, from all over Europe. But you were chosen to give a presentation.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a little bit about what you had to tell the other people here today?
I want to express that other people with Down intellectual disability and Down syndrome to be are not exclusive from the physical process because of the lack of awareness of those topics, of those issues. So I really am to get them into participation in our country to get up and to get recognised.
Declan, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Cahill. What do you think are the biggest challenges facing the some 5,000 people, as we heard before, in Ireland with Down syndrome?
I think, me personally and the rest of Ireland, that one is the future of jobs, mm-hmm. Number two, to get the public to know more about Down syndrome, what it is, what the organisations and to be able to be more responsibility to get basic taxes.
And we're also joined by a second young lady who's not from the country, she underlines, but is from the capital of Ireland, from Dublin. So your name and where you're from.
I'm Niamh Fortune and I'm from Dublin in Ireland.
Now, Niamh, what made you become involved in this group of young people who are trying to make or raise awareness about Down syndrome?
Well, actually, this is my first time. So, it's my first time being in Rome. Mm-hmm. And I think that everyone else all over the world has a chance to also take part in this as well.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from other people from different countries that are here? Have you had the opportunity to talk to them? What have they told you? Were you surprised by anything?
Well, we only met them yesterday, mm-hmm. In the Scott Centre, mm-hmm. and it was like it's like speed dating.
That'll be right. Yeah. In what way?
Well, we have a little gift that we got to an airport, mm-hmm. so in the back of your tag you have your different countries from mm-hmm. other parts of Ireland. So I got one from, I can't remember now, but I think it was
Italy.
Mm-hmm. And I gave a man a leprechaun pin, mm-hmm. and also talked to him. So that's another good idea for other people to get a chance mm-hmm. To get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. One thing that surprised me looking at the presentations and listening to the people speak this morning is how many people with Down syndrome actually have jobs. Does anybody here, I know that Cathal said he had a job. Do you have a job?
I do, yes, I have a job. I work on a voluntary basis. I work in a local electrical wholesalers. I work in accounts on Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And on Thursdays and Fridays, I am part-time secretary in a local primary school.
How important is it for you, this job?
Well, it gives me independence. Mm-hmm. I need to get out in the workforce because if I'm not out in the workforce, I'll be bored. And we all know about the recession. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm lucky to have a job with the recession or the hard times. Mm-hmm. I'm very lucky to be out there.
Yeah, so it's very important also to contribute. And you're also very involved in different associations, yeah. Not just this association. You do other things as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm also part of the Special Olympics back home in Dublin. But I haven't done what Kate does because my mum thought that my mum thought that the main competitions mm-hmm. With Special Olympics and Down syndrome are quite hard for me mm-hmm. and I won't be able to keep up. Mm-hmm. So I also done like swimming galas mm-hmm. and this year I got through for two sports.
Wow.
I got two for gymnastics, so I've done it recently. Mm-hmm. I got two golds and three silver medals.
How about yourself, boys? Are you involved in sporting clubs and associations? I'm looking at the Kerry man thinking it's pretty sure that he is involved in sport.
Yeah, I'm involved in sport, Irish. I'm involved with Glenby.
Is it that the GAA team?
Yeah.
That's a very particular Irish sport, isn't it?
Yeah. It's my own club. I do the water for them mm-hmm. and I put cones down mm-hmm. and I put cones down where they want me to put on. And my brother is a captain.
Wow, so yeah. Sport runs deep in the family.
Yeah, we are in the junior semi-final, so we should go all the way now to the final, and we'll make sure that we be in Club Hack.
Oh, that would be a great day to be there. What about yourself, Declan?
Oh, my family is deep into sports. Actually, my brother, Raymond Murphy, is a selector from Waterford Senior Hurling Team.
Well, when you hear Waterford, you think of hurling, but I mean, many of our listeners won't know what hurling is. How can you describe hurling to our listeners?
It's only early and a ball, and it will score goals and the punts as well. So it's but sometimes hurling is more a slice of sports as well. You know, like managers, South and Slimming, take orders on the Solan courts. So it'd be bit difficult sometimes.
I'm going to speak to some of the people who are accompanying the four young people over here. So if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and telling me where you're from. Yeah.
My name is Grainne Murphy. I'm with Down Syndrome Ireland, and I'm from Waterford in Ireland.
And yourself?
I'm May Gannon, and I'm a counsellor and drama therapist with Down Syndrome Ireland.
Now, this is obviously a very important initiative. Can you tell us what the aim of the initiative is, though, in your own words?
Yeah, the initiative is all about empowering people with Down syndrome to express their own opinions and to recognise themselves as part of the larger European community, and to recognise that they have rights and responsibilities the same as any other European citizen.
Seeing the young people from so many different countries with so many different languages together, has the different language been a barrier? Have they been able to communicate with each other? And just looking at them, what have their reactions been to each other?
It's amazing, actually, to see how they communicate without language. And they seem to get on very well that way, using hand gestures, pointing, and a relationship does build up with the group. When we began the My Opinion, My Vote project that Declan spoke about in his presentation, I think Europe at the end of that project meant something much more tangible than just talking about it, because they were able to visit the countries and meet the people. And the rights of people with Down syndrome were certainly shown very clearly to them, because in one of the countries, in Hungary, we found that people with Down syndrome did not have the right to vote. It was based on their intellectual disability, and somebody else decided if their disability allowed them to vote or not. So for the guys in our project, it brought home very clearly to them that having Down syndrome does make a difference in some countries, but also how important then it is for them to exercise their vote when it comes to election time.
Obviously, you can only speak about specific case of Ireland, but I think perhaps the challenges that people with Down syndrome face in Ireland could very much be similar to those in other European countries. Can you speak to us what you would see and what these young people have told you they would see as the main challenges to people who have Down syndrome?
Yeah, some of the main challenges, firstly with respect to exercising their political rights, so being active members of political life in their different countries, the main barrier they face there is around the area of language accessibility. So information, public and political information, tends to be quite complex for a person with intellectual disability. And so a big part of our project is to promote or to lobby for more information to be prepared in an easy to understand format, which means just breaking down the language complexity and formatting the text in such a way that it's easier for a person with intellectual disability to access the information that they can comprehend, but it needs to be presented to them in that format. So language accessibility of public and political information across a lot of the countries would be a main issue. Employment really is quite a big issue for people with Down syndrome. Some people do work, but meaningful, gainful employment is quite rare for a person with Down syndrome. So work where they have a considerable number of hours a week, and it's work that they're paid for doing, and it's work that's challenging for them.
If I can just ask, obviously everyone's level of intellectual disability is different, but what has surprised me is the fact that people who have Down syndrome are generally categorised as they're not capable of doing certain tasks, whereas many of the young people here have proven that not only are they capable, but they're extremely proficient, extremely good in certain areas of employment.
Yeah. I think even at the height of the boom, people with Down syndrome struggled to avail of employment opportunities, and they're often there's a stereotype there around, or a perception there around the type of work people with Down syndrome can do, and it tends to be assumed that they can only do maybe very routine, methodical type tasks. And so these are the areas of employment that they're often boxed into if an employment opportunity is there for them. But we have found in our experience of working with adults with Down syndrome that they have a wide variety of interests, and that they like to enter the workforce at very... they can enter the workforce at different levels and enter different types of jobs. And those jobs, as long as that job is challenging for them, they do very well in the job.
It really does bring home the fact that no two people are the same, and no two people with Down syndrome are the same.
No, I think that's a big part of the project, meeting the people from the different countries and seeing that while they all have Down syndrome, they're all different. And this project in particular is called Think Different, Think Europe. And so it's about being European, but it's also recognising that each of us, while we're all European citizens, we're each different. And, of course, that includes people with Down syndrome too. On the foot of My Opinion, My Vote, which was the last European project we were a part of, it became much more real in Ireland, the rights of people with Down syndrome and how we needed, as their representative organisation, to take a very active role in promoting those rights. So on the foot of My Opinion, My Vote project, we formed a National Advisory Council in Down syndrome Ireland, which is a council of 12 adults with Down syndrome who represent the voice of adults with Down syndrome. And it was the first time that they really had a very real voice within our organisation and in the country, really, at large. And so Katie and Declan are members of that group.
Ah, so you're one of the people who spoke about it.
I'm actually secretary of the committee, so I am. Mm-hmm. I take down all the notes, so I do. Mm-hmm. And I write up the agendas and the minutes, and I send them out to all the people that's on the committee.
What have you achieved? What have you got to do so far in the council?
Well, we've been to America. We've done some projects and presentations over there. Mm-hmm. We met the Irish ambassador, Anne Anderson. Mm-hmm. We got to go to the White House. Mm-hmm. We got to see Barack Obama getting on his helicopter.
Air Force One.
Yes, we've...
And so have the government and these people from the government, have they looked at your projects and looked at your proposals, and have they discussed them with you, with your ideas and your opinions?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely told them what we've experienced through Ireland anyways, so so that's a good thing. We've also done a presentation to IFES, International Foundation of Electrical Systems, as well.
What was that about?
The right to vote.
Okay. The council have made great strides in Ireland with respect to voting, in that they've engaged with the Referendum Commission, mm-hmm. and they have had a preliminary agreement from the Referendum Commission in Ireland that mm-hmm. information in advance of any referendum coming up will be prepared in an easy to read format. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, we're still in talks with them around how we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. But the council did actively lobby for that to
Fantastic.
Happen. So it was one of their successes. And they campaign on issues around bullying, mm-hmm. their right to vote, their right to employment, mm-hmm. Third level education is another big issue in mm-hmm. Ireland for people with intellectual disability. So all of those kind of things. And also the right to travel. They did a smart tourism project, which was around recognising that we're, I suppose, a generation of globetrotters, and that we don't want young adults with Down syndrome to be deprived of that either, that we want inclusion to go beyond the schools. Okay. And so we engaged in a smart tourism project around making travel accessible.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.